What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 4 of Fanboy Chronicles. It's been a long time since I made a new episode because of certain personal issues, but I'm back and I hope to be on track this time. Today, I want to talk about this topic which has been blowing up since quite a few months, and this is revolving around the topic that fans or Sarsings who are trying to govern the lifestyle of the idols that they are a fan of. Now, as per me, I don't really consider Sarsings as fans. For me, they are just plain obsessive stalkers. You know, you do not call yourself a fan if you have the audacity to install cameras in their gyms, in their hotel rooms, if you have the audacity to leak their addresses, their private information, and if you threaten them with their photos and videos which are undocumented, and threaten them in a way that you talk to me or else I will leak them. You know, you do not have the right to bully anyone for that matter. And when you do this to a person that you like, that is considered to be crazy. I understand that you buy their albums, you buy their concert tickets, you invest a lot of time. But you're investing a lot of time in doing the wrong thing. You know, most of us are fans as well, but we do not obsess with them at such a level that we would go and cause them personal discomfort or cause discomfort to their family members or their friends. Okay. Also, one more thing. Idols get called out for everything. Okay. Be it their fault, be it not their fault. Now, there are certain things that are actually bad, like cultural appropriation, drinking under influence. So those are bad things. The idols need to be called out for that. But calling out somebody just because they are dating, calling out somebody just because they are smoking, calling out somebody just because they are drinking and having a good time is not okay. They have the right to date whoever they want. They can date a male, they can date a female, they can date somebody who's non-binary, they can date a transgender. It should not be a concern. Okay, because it's their life, they are idols, they have this image that they have to present on stage, on their live shows or whatever they do, but behind the camera, they are just human beings. They have the same need as ours, okay? And they train really hard to reach at that stage where they can debut. And when fans call them out for not singing well enough, for not dancing well enough, for not rapping well enough, for not looking well enough, calling them out on their weight, calling them out on their height, making fun of any particular quality, that's bad. Because they give up their entire adolescence, some right from their childhood. They train for this day so that they can stand on the stage, perform, show what they're good at and have fans. You cannot call anybody who's on the stage performing untalented, okay? Be it a small group, be it a big group, be it a group which is not popular, which is not doing good in sales, you do not have the right to call them untalented or ugly. They did not sign up for that. They do so much, they give up so much only to stand there, to perform. And you have no right to call them untalented. I'm repeating this again and again because I cannot stress enough on this point. So many groups who are big and popular, people still call out the members for not singing live. You can't even sing when you're sitting, okay? They're singing when they are dancing, when they're walking. They have to maintain their facial expressions while they're singing. It's a tough job, okay? It's a tough job. They're already very stressed because their companies are shit. Trust me, there's not a single company that I can say is a good company. All of them have screwed up the artists at some point or another by throwing them under the bus. Even for reasons which are not for the artist to be blamed for. I'm not going to name the companies, I'm not going to name the artists because everybody knows who am I talking about. Throwing people under the bus, not doing anything for their security, not doing anything for their welfare, speaks volumes about the company. All they want is profit. All they want, all they're focused on is the marketing. They do not care if the idol dies. There have been so many instances where the fans have pointed out that a said idol is tired, is injured, and please give them a break. and then the company has taken an action to give them a period of 1 month. After making them work extensively for 2 years, back-to-back, albums, concerts, shows, festivals, and then you give them a break because the fans pointed out that this member is not feeling well, it's visible on stage. Then you decide to give them a month's break. Does that justify? Is that equality? You make them work for 2 years and you give them a month to get back to normal. So much pressure, so much hate. And then you expect them to put on a happy face everywhere. They cannot be happy 24/7. They are just human beings. They feel sad, they feel angry, they feel depressed, they feel lonely, and they have every right to feel that way. And you do not have the control that you think you do. So even if you don't like a group, it's okay. You don't have to tell that she's a bitch, she's a whore, or he's a dick. No, you don't like them? Fine. Don't listen to them. Don't interact with people who listen to them. You focus on your group. Let the other person focus on their group. Going outright, spewing hate about each other, making troll accounts, making irrelevant comments under their posts, starts fan wars. And a lot of fans don't want fan wars. All they want is peace so that they can listen to their music. Every time somebody is doing good, some other fandom will start whining and will start, you know, making attempts to bring that fandom down. I don't understand, why would you do that? When the idols can be friends, why can't the fandoms be? Is it necessary that they have to compete every time? I don't think they personally want to compete with each other. Yes, of course, once in a while, to win something is a good feeling. But if they go on Twitter, for example, and if they read the fan wars, if they read how their fans are fighting, they will be disgusted by all of us. And that's what we need to keep in mind. We are their fans. We are not their parents. We are not their brothers. We are not their best friends. We are not their significant other. We are just their fans. And as fans, it is our responsibility to support them when they come out with music or with any sort of creative arts for us. If they showcase their talent, it is our duty, or is it our choice to support them? Okay, I won't say it's our duty, it's our choice. If you like it, you support it. If you don't support it. But do not go on about speaking ill of that person, because that doesn't reflect well. Suppose there are two fandoms, A and B. You belong to fandom A, and fandom B is doing good, and you are salty, and you start spewing comments under fandom B's posts. You will be held accountable for the entire fandom, even though it's just you and the entire fandom A is in peace, but you are the one who is, you know, typing hate comments and stuff under the posts. The entire fandom will be dragged because you represent all of them. You just don't represent yourself. So make sure that you keep that in mind. It's not that big of a topic. It's K-pop. It's just a music genre. Okay, it has an important meaning to a lot of people. You know, it has gotten people out of the darkest times. But that doesn't mean that you should fight for it. It's meant to spread peace. It's not meant to spread hate in any way, I believe. I don't know what you believe in, but I believe that these K-pop artists, I don't think they would allow you to hate on someone, unless that person has done something bad to you, then it's your choice. But if you don't know that person, if you don't know anything about them, simply hating on them, calling them out for the way they look, for the way they talk, for the way they speak, is just, you know, bad. It's bad. You can't do that. And Sasings need to understand this. You need to be really screwed up in your brain to go to these extents that you'd go to leak their private information. I am disgusted. I would never do that for anyone. Even if it's a person I hate, I would not leak their private information. And you're doing this for the person you love, you like. You're a stalker, so I don't even know if I can use the word you like or you love them. You're obsessed with them. But the way you are showcasing your obsession is really, really bad, and you need to get your shit together. The companies are not going to do anything anytime soon. I am 100% sure of that. But the fans might. Okay? You need to be careful. I'm not threatening you. I'm just telling you that fans know. okay, it won't take us time to figure out who is harassing them. Or maybe the artists themselves might take an action, lodge a police complaint against you. Because there's a limit to everything. You are stressing them out and the times are already stressful. Everybody is worried about their health, everybody is worried about their home, about their financial situation, and upon that, this mental torturing is just pushing them to their limits. Respect them, respect their privacy. Do not cross your boundaries. And to all those fans who start fan wars over nothing, grow up, come on, this is 2020, okay? Peace is the need of the hour. I know this podcast is not focused on establishing world peace, and I'm not asking for world peace from you guys, but I'm asking for a little bit of peace in the comment section of a particular band. A, B, C, D, no matter what letter the band's name starts from, show some respect. If you do not like them, block the page. Doesn't matter. You go in there and writing hate under it is doing nothing. It's just starting fan wars. It's just spreading hate. On other note, if you like this podcast, please follow me at @PathaShivaSuhail on my Instagram, and please listen to this podcast and share this among your K-pop community and let them know that there are fans who are sensible and who know how to respect boundaries and know how to respect privacy, and they are gonna whoop the ass of the Seesangs. I'm pissed. I started this podcast in a very nice, calm sense, but now I'm really pissed and I'm gonna kill a bitch now. Figuratively, not literally. And I will see you next time. Thank you.